Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. I am Jason Powell. On the site today will be my WWE SmackDown hit list. You can also find Jake Barnett's full review of WWE SmackDown, as well as Zach Zimmerman's 205 Live review. Coming up after the break for non-members, Eddie Edwards joins me to promote Impact Wrestling's live show, airing same-day tape delay, basically. It'll be on Pop TV at 7 Central, 8 Eastern on Thursday. And you will be able to find either a live review or my not exactly live review of that show, available sometime Thursday evening. Check the website for more details on that. But with that out of the way, here's the break for non-members. And then, stick around for Eddie Edwards.
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome back to the show. Now, I've talked to you solo. I talked to you in the dreaded two-man interview when you were accompanied by Davey Richards. Always a fun thing for the host and the guest. And I know we spoke again back in January. And I bring all of this up because you're a hustler. You know, Miz kind of has that rep for being the guy who's happy to do all the media work in WWE. Is that something you take pride in?
I mean, you know, it's part of the job, and I do take pride in it because, you know, I'm all about trying to get the product out there, and what better way to do that than talk to guys like you, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And the last time we spoke, as I said, was in January, and it was shortly after the company was sold. You have new ownership, new management in place. When it comes to the sale, just, you know, being a few months later, how pleased are you to have all of this behind you and just be able to kind of look ahead and not worry about the stability of the company?
You know, it's great. It's a huge load off, you know, off all of our backs to be able to just move forward, you know, to see that everybody is on the same page at this point. You know, everybody has the same goals, has the same ambitions, so we're all just, you know, aiming forward. Nobody has to, like you said, nobody has to worry about what's going on behind the scenes and this and that, you know, between hearing rumors and people telling you rumors. And you know, I've always kind of been the same where, you know, rumors are rumors. Just keep going about your business. And it's nice that now we can all do that together, you know.
Absolutely. And what are your initial thoughts on working with Jeff Jarrett, Dutch Mantel, even Ed Nordholm, just members of new management?
Yeah, it's been, you know, I have no complaints at all. I think it's been great. The boys in the back, you know, are very happy with the way it's going. I can speak for myself as far as I know and speaking to my friends. You know, we all are very happy with the way it's going, you know, just because, like I said, everybody, you can see that they have the same goals as the guys, as the boys in the back. You know, we all just want to put that best product out there. And you know, they're going above and beyond anything they can do to help promote and between press conferences. And, you know, you look at the travel that Jeff Jarrett's been doing and Ed together. They've been traveling all over the world, just promoting, putting things out there. You know, with the new Spike TV deal in England, all that stuff, the world of sports, so many new working relationships. I just returned from NOAH, you know, a couple weeks ago, and, you know, guys have been down in Mexico. So you can tell there's a new sense of excitement in the company throughout the boys in the back and all the way to the front office.
Now, I know you've only had one really full set of tapings with the new regime. They were there for the previous one in January, but it sounds like they just kind of come into the picture. Who was there someone in new management as far as like working behind the scenes that maybe you gravitated toward or that was more hands-on and working with you specifically?
Not one person specifically. It was kind of, you know, a team job, everybody together. Because like you said, it was, you know, it was an adjustment period because everybody's, you know, new guys coming in, people moving on. So, you know, it was kind of it takes a second to get adjusted, but, you know, I'd worked directly with Jeff Jarrett and, you know, Dutch directly, you know, was talking to Scott Moore quite a bit. So it was a good relationship, just, you know, a fresh scene for everybody.
And you dropped the TNA Championship, which is now the Impact Wrestling Championship, but how important was that title reign in terms of elevating you kind of as one half of a tag team into being more of a main event singles player?
I mean, it was very important. You know, I can tell people or other people can tell, you know, tell the fans or try to promote me as being a main event player. But until you're actually in that spot, you know, people don't know. They can't tell. So, you know, I feel like I was given that shot and, you know, I feel like I did the best of my ability. I know I did the best I could do with what I was given. And I feel that the end result was what we wanted to accomplish. We wanted to, you know, help elevate me and try to put me in that main event picture. And, you know, I think we did that. So it was, you know, undoubtedly, you know, very important moment for me. And, you know, for myself, it was, you know, it's always been a dream anyway to be the world heavyweight champion anywhere I go. So being able to accomplish that, you know, for myself and to be able to elevate me at the same time, that's, you know, something special for me.
How much of a confidence boost does that give you? I mean, you've been Ring of Honor champion before, but, you know, anytime you win a championship, it has to be kind of a shot in the arm that, hey, these people believe in me.
Oh, definitely. You know, sometimes, you know, of course, everybody's career goes through up and down. So, you know, at some point you might not have a certain direction or you may not know where you're going and stuff like that. So, you know, like you said, when, you know, I was informed that, you know, that I would be going into that picture and, you know, competing in the main event level and, you know, hoping to become the champion. That was, you know, it's a huge motivator, if anything. You know, I try to stay motivated, as everybody does, you know, all the time. You know, throughout your career, you try to do the best. But, you know, there are ups and downs. But, you know, it's definitely a shot in the arm just to show that, okay, this everything I've been doing, you know, this hard work, you know, the training, the fighting through injuries, it hasn't been all for naught. You know what I mean? This is why we do it. This is why anybody does it, is to be the man on top, to be the Impact Heavyweight Champion. That's why we do it. So it was a great motivator, if anything.
Now, at this point, you're kind of locked in a blood feud with Davey Richards, and it's really provided some of the major highlights of Impact Wrestling this year. How long have you guys been planning this program? You know, how far back? I mean, obviously, you have to wait until creative pulls the trigger. But how long have you guys been talking about, yeah, when the time comes and we start working together, we can do this and we can do that?
You know, it's funny because we, you know, as a tag team, we took great pride in that. And we still do, you know. It wasn't one of those things where we were like, all right, man, let's, you know, we just need them to pull the trigger so we can do this, you know, blood feud and go one-on-one, because that's not what we want to do. Our goal was, you know, all along to just, you know, push and promote our tag team and just represent tag team wrestling, because we knew we were very comfortable. We knew when that time comes, we, you know, people, fans are asking, and, you know, other people are asking, you know, when are you guys going to have a match or this and that? And you knew at some point, most likely in the wrestling world, it's going to happen. And we were very confident and comfortable knowing that anything they give us, whether it's against each other or working together in any aspect, we know that we're going to do okay. You know what I mean? Because I have 110% confidence in what Davey can do, and I feel that he feels the same ways towards me. So it's just two guys going out there and wanting to do the best for the company, for ourselves, for the tag team, for wrestling in general. So just knowing that no matter what we do, we'd be on the same page. No matter what or when they pulled the trigger, we were comfortable with what we could do. It wasn't something like we were sitting, you know, back and trying to think of ideas at the time, because we know when the time comes, we will be good to go. We will know, you know, the direction we want to go with ourselves.
How much fun are you guys having incorporating the wives into this feud?
You know, it's pretty awesome. It's a whole different level, you know what I mean? Like, we've done, you know, we've done our tag team matches, we've done our singles matches, we've done ladder matches, you know, we've done all these different matches and whatnot, but now to be able to bring a whole new level to the program and with the wives, it's another layer, you know, peel back the onion, another layer, and it's interesting to see how far we can go and, you know, what new opportunities we're going to get out of this. You know, I only time will tell, because I don't even know what it's going to, you know, what it's going to build to at this point.
Well, I'm happy you said that. It would have been really awkward if you're, oh man, I hate this.
yeah, no, good thing the wife's not here.
Now, Angelina Love has been around, you know, on television and Impact on and off for many years. Your wife, Alicia, is a newcomer to most television viewers, but she's not new to wrestling. Tell us about her background.
No, she's, you know, we met through wrestling up in, you know, the Northeast. She, you know, she lived a couple hours south of me, or an hour and a half south, and, you know, we ran into each other at shows here and there, but, you know, she's been putting in work for a long time. You know, she was never a big, you know, she never got the opportunity to travel worldwide or, you know, really far, you know, out throughout the States, but she's been hustling up and down Northeast and, you know, New York and now, you know, areas like that. And, you know, she's been putting in the work, training hard and stuff like that. So she's been waiting for an opportunity like this. And I think she's, you know, she's capitalizing on it. I think she's been doing great. So it's also fun to, you know, to be there with, you know, your wife or your husband, to be there in the back and, you know, we get to travel together where usually I'd be traveling alone and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's a new thing, but I think she's very happy and I know I'm very happy going forward.
Now, I know you were focused on tag team wrestling, but when you got word that, hey, Davey and Angelina are headed toward marriage, a little light bulb go off that, you know, I'm married or about to be married. I don't remember the timeline, but maybe you were married or just dating at the time. But I'm with a fellow wrestler, too. We could do something here.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it was kind of like, you know, kind of waiting for the opportunity because, you know, Alicia, she had done a one-night only here and there. She had done, you know, an appearance, you know, to have a quick singles match on Impact, you know, years ago. So we were hoping, you know, the opportunity would present itself. You know, we always had that in the back of our minds. We would discuss it, and, you know, we were both ready if the time came. And I think, you know, it couldn't have gone better in the way it's gone down.
Any chance that, you know, this could be a full-on mixed tag division? I mean, you've got Cody and Brandy there. Rosemary always seems you know, for a mixed tag match. I mean, she seems like there's something going on here.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You know, we talk about that backstage, just like to look around and see, like, all these how did this happen? Like, all these couples all of a sudden, like, that's not the way wrestling was. You know what I mean? So it's pretty funny to see all the mixed tag couples we got going. Who knows? We could have a one-night only just with that.
Yeah, really, that's a hell of an idea. Now, Davey announced last November that this would be his final year in pro wrestling. Davey's a guy who's kind of toyed with this before. Do you believe that this is it for him?
You know, due to circumstances and stuff like that, we haven't, you know, sat down and fully discussed. And, you know, his business is his business, mine is mine. So, you know, I don't know. You know, in the long run, what his plan is. I know, you know, he has other jobs and he takes pride in, you know, being an EMT and medical school and all this stuff. He's very, obviously, you know, very motivated in everything he does. You know, if he says it, I take his word to think that it could happen. But, you know, I would just like to sit back and wait because I wouldn't, you know, I would love him to stick around, you know, a lot longer than that. So we'll just have to wait and see, I think.
Now, your feud with Davey just kind of seems to be really just heating up, and you have the wives just getting involved, but again, a lot of new faces in Impact Wrestling, both old and new. Who are some of the guys that you're looking forward to working with that maybe you haven't had the opportunity to work before?
You know, it's you look at the roster, we just had, you know, such an influx of guys coming in that I just want to get in there with everybody. I just want to, you know, see, you know, you hear about guys and you see these guys come in, but I want to, you know, I want to get in there and see what everybody can do in the ring. I want to go through the roster basically because there has been such a change in, you know, in roster and, you know, in the office and stuff like that. So it's just like, you know, let's just get out there. Let's go out there and get after it. I just want to see, you know, you look at Reno Scum, obviously we're not the tag team right now, but like, I would like to get in there and see what those guys can do, whether it's singles or in a tag team match. You know, you got LAX back together. So, you know, there's a lot of great talent coming in. So it's just like you want to wait and see what these guys can do because this is a chance. You know, guys have been put, you're on TV, you're ready to go. Let's see if you can deliver. It's sink or swim time. And we've all been in that position. So it's interesting to see, you know, how it unfolds and how everybody does go forward.
You've been in the X division, but now that you've been heavyweight champion, would you consider it a move backward? Not that you don't want to work with X division wrestlers, but basically, do you hope to stay in the heavyweight division if you're going to be working singles?
Yeah, I mean, I think I always would like to be around that heavyweight title picture, and just I would like to be able to put in any position I could. But I also take pride in being a wrestler who can be thrown in any position and be able to succeed. You know, like, I would be more than happy to be in the X division. I would love to have that X division title and, you know, help elevate that to another level if that's possible. You know what I mean? I just take pride in being able to deliver, and no matter where I am, no matter where I am on the card, I just want to be delivered. But of course, the Impact Heavyweight Championship is the main goal, and I think it always will be for any wrestler in the game.
Long term, I'm curious, how much time do you have left on your current TNA deal or Impact Wrestling deal? It's going to take me a while to get used to that switch.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for everybody to get used to it, I think. But it's catching on now. We're going to be sticking around for a little bit more, for a while more. We're up through next year, so nothing will be changing anytime soon.
And what Davey said about potentially retiring at the end of the year, how long do you intend to wrestle? I mean, is there, do you have an end date in mind, or are you just making it up as you go?
No, I'm one of those guys who's going to ride it until the wheels fall off. Let's see how this thing turns out.
Nothing wrong with that. One of the other changes we've seen, you mentioned the working agreements. You mentioned Pro Wrestling NOAH, a couple of different promotions in Mexico. You've got the deal going on in England. How important is that? Maybe speak to just the importance of it when it comes to the talent, because I think most people see it and go, well, okay, they're going to bring some guys in. That's nice. But I think this has to be a big thing for the talent because they get more work out of the deal.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You know, of course, like you said, the opportunity to have some new talent, outside talent coming in, that's all, you know, great, well, and fine. But, you know, for the boys, for myself, like being able to go back to Pro Wrestling NOAH was, you know, it was a really cool moment for me because I had been away from there for 4 years almost. So to be able to go back and see that we have a working relationship and be able to travel over there, it was a cool moment. And, you know, I'm looking forward to be able to go traveling back to England, to Mexico. And like you said, it just gives guys the chance to work a lot more, guys the chance to work, you know, different styles and different arenas and in front of different fans. So it's going to help the Impact product in the long run because the boys are going to be working a lot more, like you said, but they're going to be working different styles with a whole different talent of guys, the whole different roster of guys. So the more you do that, just the more polished you're going to get. So I welcome any amount of travel or anywhere to go. And I felt this way my whole career, just working any style as much as you can is going to get you to where you need to be. You know what I mean? You want to be able to work with anybody in the world. There's one way to find out, by traveling the world and seeing if you can do it.
Now, with all the comings and goings and Impact, suddenly, I mean, you've got to be fairly high as far as length of tenure with the company. Now, there's some guys who are coming back that have been with the company, but are you starting to feel like a locker room leader?
I definitely feel comfortable in the locker room. You know, I think it's awkward for anybody to try to say who's speaking first person if I'm the leader or not. But
sure.
I would like to think that, you know, I have a group of friends there. You know, I think I would like to feel that guys could come to me with, you know, if they have questions or anything, because I know that everybody's been in the same position. You get into the first into a new company, it can be awkward. You know, it takes time to get used to. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable and, you know, you don't know proper etiquette. You know, there's so many little things in any business, but especially in pro wrestling, I feel there's so many little things that you have to get right or something might not click and you might be lost. You know, you may be lost for good. So I welcome anybody to approach me and ask me any type of questions, anything I can help with. I'm more than happy to, because I've gone to guys before, and if it wasn't for other people, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I'm more than happy to do that. And I am very, very comfortable and very happy with the locker room right now. So it's an exciting time, man.
Do you find, as your time there continues to grow, that more and more guys are coming to you with things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just the way it is. You know, you see guys that have been somewhere longer, especially with the newer guys coming in, I think they're going to approach guys who have been there and guys who have been able to succeed in certain areas. If they're smart enough, they're going to find somebody who's been there and who's done things before. So it has been happening, you know, a little bit here and there. And that's a good sign, because it's a sign that guys want to get this right. And that's what you need, guys on the same page and guys who want to put the best product out there.
I think, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but I think there's been slow but steady growth with your mic work. What's led to that improvement?
I wouldn't disagree with you at all. You know, it's taken time, but because before, you know, Ring of Honor and other places like that, when you're on the indies, you know, the mic work isn't, you know, unfortunately, it's not a big part of what you're doing when you're out and about and hustling and doing these indie shows or wherever else you're going. But, you know, coming to Impact Wrestling, right from the start, myself and Davey were just thrown in there and like, all right, guys, you got to do these promos, you got to do these pre-tapes, you got the in-ring segments. So, again, it was kind of sink or swim. And even, you know, obviously, even in Impact, it's taken time. But as it's gone on, you know, much like I was saying in the locker room, just being more comfortable with who I am, the persona or character, if you would say that, of what I'm trying to promote and what I'm putting out there, that has been a big help because I mentally am comfortable with what I'm doing and I know what I'm trying to portray. And I credit a big part of it was working with, you know, Lashley in our title matches and that title hunt and that stuff, because it was such a natural dynamic, I felt. It was just this underdog against this beast champion who was Bobby Lashley. And so when we would do these face-to-face promos or I'm out there calling him out or something like that, it was just real emotion because I think the people could kind of buy. You look at it and you can see it, first of all. And then I think as we were speaking, me and Bobby just had this back and forth that made me really comfortable as far as in the ring wrestling and in our back and forth of promos and that. That was definitely a huge step in the right direction for me. That definitely catapulted my comfortableness with promos and stuff like that.
Well, and it's funny you say that because, boy, who would have guessed 3-4 years ago that Lashley would be as good as he's become on the mic? I mean, he's just night and day compared to where he was.
But I mean, he's been on a tear. He's been one of the MVPs of Impact, but one of the MVPs of wrestling in general. He's just been killing it. It's awesome to see people realizing that everywhere. You know what I mean? All around the world, realizing how unbelievable he is.
What's he like behind the scenes as far as that goes? I mean, is he someone who takes great pride in this? Does it come naturally to him? Maybe just kind of describe what it's like working with Lashley.
Working with Lashley, I truly do enjoy it. I love it, actually. You know, he's rather quiet in the back. You know, he takes care of his business. But, you know, when we did have a program together, we worked together, I would throw ideas at him. And, he was more than happy to do it. You know, he was up for anything, really. You know what I mean? And I think you can see that when he works with all different talents. He's up for anything. He's up to try anything, you know what I mean, which is always cool. And, you know, in the ring, I couldn't feel more comfortable as far as, you know, safety, you know, anything like that. Like, I trust him with anything, and I hopefully he would feel the same way towards me. But I don't know if it's just a natural thing or what, but it just flows out of him, and he just delivers and continues to deliver. So I don't know. I don't know what his mental state is, but whatever it is, he's doing something right.
Now, you didn't hear the intro, but just so you know, I did plug it, but you were here to promote the live edition of Impact Wrestling that airs Thursday night, Spike or Pop TV. It's still, there's another change. It's still taking me some time to get used to. It'll be the big match is Lashley against James Storm, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, Pop TV. And do you know what you're doing on the show? That's one of the things I guess I've missed it if it's been out there.
No, nothing has been promoted as of yet, but I will be there and I will be looking for blood. I mean, that's pretty much the end of it there. I know what I'm going to be looking for, you know, how we go about it. That's another question. But, you know, the live events, the live impacts are always a little bit extra. You know, it kind of gives you, like you said, a little shot in the arm the crowd's, the crowd's excited. It's a live show. The boys are feeling in the back. The crowd give it to the boys. The boys give it back. So they're always exciting. And you know, no matter what I do, I'll be able to deliver.
All right, he is willing to work in the X division, tag team, heavyweight, you name it, he'll do it, including putting up with us media jackals making the rounds on a regular basis. Eddie, you are a hustler, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. I'll even do the knockouts. Put that. I'll be in a knockout. I don't care. I'll do it. We'll start
intergender
the
match.
Division. Yeah, we'll start it all. Don't you worry. We got it all. No problem.
I don't know that you could take Rosemary, man. She's according to the announcer, she's the most one of the most dominant champions in history. You might have your hands full.
Yeah. Well, I got to work my way up. Come on.
Well, thank you very much for the time, Eddie. I mean it. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, man. Always is. I appreciate it. And again, anytime you want, you let me know.